Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. With Mobile's award-winning garden expert and chief horticultural advisor for Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch. We'll talk about living and growing on the Gulf Coast. Now, your personal yard and garden consultant, here's Bill Finch.
A Gulf Coast Sunday morning. And you know what? It's the seasons are changing. It's that time when we're going to be moving into a special kind of summer, a summer that really only a son or daughter of the Gulf Coast could appreciate and love. It's called Gulf Summer. I like this weather. I like the weather coming up. It makes my skin feel good. It makes my body feel good. I like the weather. I like the temperatures. I like the fact that you can't seem to sweat quite enough to survive. It's different than summer in other places. Let me tell you why, real quickly. Let's talk about it. Let's remember, we've been through this period called American summer. It ended, it's ending any day now. Somewhere between June 15th and June 20th, it's the end of American summer. Gulf summer cranks up. American summer is like the summer they talk about in the rest of the United States. It's like Huck Finn summer. It's like summer in Missouri. It's like summer in Michigan. It's like summer in Ohio. You know, it's like summer in Tennessee, for that matter. It's kind of the middle America summer, the typical summer where you get these periods with really high temperatures during the day, sometimes cranking up to 95, 96, 97 degrees. And then during the day, the temperature actually declines considerably, gets in back in down into the 60s at night, and that's okay. There's not much rainfall. Often the rainfall will come in big patches and then it'll disappear, and that's exactly what happened. Now we're beginning to get into this period where it's going to rain every day. It was a little fuzzy because towards the end of American summer here, we got rainfall from the continent, got a little more rain than usual. But boy, if you look at the forecast, you can anticipate rain virtually every day from here on out. And that means the night temperatures are actually not going to decline very much. Last night, the temperature really didn't drop below 77 degrees in downtown Mobile. An amazingly amazing thing that has a big effect on whether you're able to get things like tomatoes growing. They just don't do well when night temperatures don't drop. But there's some other things that happen this time of year that we ought to talk about, can we? Like mosquitoes. Maybe they've been worse than usual this time of year. It's certainly getting bad. It's certainly a big problem. I've heard everybody complain about it. They're everywhere. And, you know, maybe the thing is, because the mosquitoes are so annoying and they're so difficult, we enjoy making up stories about how to control mosquitoes. Let's be honest about the mosquito problem right now. Let's don't make up stories, because they can be annoying and they can carry some diseases. Right now, the diseases they carry are not the kind of serious debilitating diseases in general that are affecting people in other areas. But you know, even West Nile can be a problem for some folks. And West Nile is out there along with some other diseases. It's been out there for a long time. And the biggest thing is that the mosquitoes just can drive you crazy. It can make it really difficult in the garden. Can we talk briefly, because there are a lot of people trying to sell you products to deal with these mosquitoes, because they know how vulnerable you are. They know how much you hate these mosquitoes. And so they're going to be happy to convince you or try to persuade you that certain products are going to work on mosquitoes. Let's talk about them just a second. You know, the other day, oh dear, the other day I'm reading someone who's very concerned about using chemicals on mosquitoes, and there's reason to be. We can talk about that later in the show. And we can talk about how deceptive that whole process is. But they said, you know, even possums eat mosquitoes. Can I say that possums eat mosquitoes like I eat mosquitoes? That is to say, only by accident, and not in a way that would in any way affect the mosquito population around your house. In fact, most of the nonsense about bringing in certain types of animals to eat mosquitoes is just nonsense. Let's talk about it. Purple martins. You remember people used to keep purple martins to eat mosquitoes? You know, it's now known that mosquitoes are basically a very accidental part of purple martin diets. They don't eat many mosquitoes. It's somewhere, even the advocates of keeping purple martins, and there are many good reasons to keep purple martins. You remember people used to keep them in the little gourd houses. Purple martins eat somewhere between 0 and 3% of their diet is mosquitoes. That has no impact on the mosquito population. It's almost an accident that a purple martin eats a mosquito. Bats. Everybody's talking about bats eating mosquitoes. Everybody wants bats. You know, here's the truth. Bats don't eat mosquitoes. They don't have a significant... If they do, it's like possums eat mosquitoes. It's like I eat mosquitoes. It's just not an important part of their diet, and it's not going to make a big, significant impact. Those kinds of creatures like to eat big bugs, not little, tiny mosquitoes. There's all sorts of plants that are being touted now that you can plant, and it will keep mosquitoes away. May I please tell you, because I love plants and I love doing very creative and interesting things with plants, you can't plant something in your yard that will rid your yard of mosquitoes. It doesn't happen. You can't put a plant on your porch that rids your porch of mosquitoes. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. What does work? Can we be honest about it, since the mosquitoes are starting to drive you crazy? There's one very important thing that you need to know about mosquitoes in your yard. And that is, the only way to control those mosquitoes is to control them. The only effective way is to control them when they're young, when they're larvae, before they have wings. You have to control your mosquitoes before they have wings. And this is not as hard as it sounds. It's not difficult. You just have to know that the mosquitoes, before they have wings, are in the water. There are several ways of dealing with that. If you've got mosquitoes that are breeding in your yard, in little buckets, the rims of flower pots. Amazingly, you know, I had a tarp the other day. It was a blue tarp. I was using it to cover things, and it all got crumpled up. And the crumple, as it got crumpled up, it was holding little pools of water. I mean, they weren't as big as the palm of my hand. And they were all these little pools of water all in that thing. And I looked in those pools of water the other day, and I'll be dadgummed if every one of them wasn't filled up with mosquito larvae. Every one of them. They were having a field day. It's those kind of things that make a huge difference in whether you have mosquitoes in your yard. It can make a big, big difference. So the one thing you need to do is go out and look for those areas. Tump them over, as we like to say in the South, if you possibly can, to get rid of the mosquitoes. The other way of dealing with it is, if you have a permanent body of water like a ditch or a pool, or even a water jar, as I do, where I've got plants growing in that water jar, you can do things like introducing mosquito fish. That can be very effective. They're native fish. If you find fish in a ditch in Mobile County, I can just about guarantee you they're mosquito fish. There's a 99% probability that the fish you find in a ditch are mosquito fish. They're easy to find. They're easy to put into containers around your yard, and they're very good. They actually, if you've ever seen them work, they actually corral the mosquitoes. It's the weirdest thing. It's just like a herd of sheepdogs working those mosquito larvae, and they herd them and get them in a narrow and narrower circle, and then they pick them off the edges. They're very effective. at dealing with mosquitoes. Hey, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about mosquitoes in your yard and how to control them. Give us a call, 251-343-0106.
If it keeps on raining, levee's gonna break. And when the levee...
My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio. Summertime's here and the living's stingy and bitey. I think about my backyard. You got fire ants on the ground, you got mosquitoes in the air, and I need Arrow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mobile is the area for definitely for fire ants, and mosquito is almost a year-round problem for us.
So you got to tackle something that's, two different critters out there that are kind of ruining our backyards for us. How do you do that?
Well, we'll create a customized plan specifically for your needs, whether it be our fire ant program or a mosquito program that we can put in place for you.
Okay, so the fire ants take over somebody's backyard. Does Arrow have a way to keep them at bay so I can get back out barefooted? Can you get rid of fire ants?
Yes, we can come out and we'll send an evaluator out to take a look at that property and figure out specific areas that we need to treat, and we can take care of the fire ants for you.
All right, so we're going after mosquitoes. We're going after fire ants. How do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin, so I am planning a family party around that information. Get rid of those fire ants. Get rid of those mosquitoes.
Absolutely. We've got 100% satisfaction guarantee.
The Husqvarna Fleet Program is back at Robert Stowe Power Equipment. Husqvarna and Robert Stowe Power Equipment have teamed up to bring you the best deals on commercial zero turns of the season. Listen up, landscapers. Right now, get a Husqvarna commercial zero turn starting at $136 a month for qualified buyers and receive a blower and string trimmer for free. Do you feel like the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and obstacles. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this summer. Visit Robert Stowe Power Equipment today to see how they can help with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Or visit them online at robertstowepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California?
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook. Local business, local winners. From your local hometown radio station. The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Ask Bill Finch your gardening questions now at 343-0106.
All right. Just like mosquitoes. Just like mosquitoes, it shows up. Tiny Tim shows up just when you don't want him to show up at all. But there it is. Mosquitoes are a part of life here on the Gulf Coast. Tiny Tim is a part of life on our show. We're not really fully sure we want to get rid of him. We just want to minimize his appearances and minimize his annoyances. We talked a little bit about mosquitoes, and we can talk a lot about mosquitoes today. Feel free to give us a call, 251-343-0106. We're also going to talk about your tomatoes and other things that are happening, and talk about life on the Gulf Coast and Gulf summer coming up. But let me talk to you just a second. Let me finish some thoughts about mosquitoes, if you don't mind. We talked about mosquito fish. They're incredibly good. They're incredibly good at what they do. There's some other creatures that are very effective at controlling mosquitoes in your yard. And one of those are dragonflies. If you see dragonflies circling around your pond, you are in good shape. The adults are, they're moderately good at controlling mosquitoes. They don't do a lot. But the larvae, the young dragonfly larvae, which are in the water, you don't see them in there, but if you see a lot of dragonflies circling around, I guarantee you they're in the water. Those dragonfly larvae are incredibly effective at controlling mosquitoes. They're very good. Maybe as good, nearly as good as mosquito fish. Very good. Another thing that's good at controlling mosquitoes that can be very effective, depending, are frogs. And it's not that the frogs, the mature frogs, eat the mosquitoes, which they do, but they're not that important. It's the tadpoles, which don't eat mosquitoes, but they compete with mosquitoes for food in the water. So the little mosquito larvae, they're not eating blood. They're eating things like organic films in the water. But you get tadpoles in there, you get a lot of tadpoles in your pond, and boy, they will outcompete those mosquito larvae. They'll make it very hard for the mosquito larvae to actually grow up and do very well. So those are three creatures that you need to remember. Mosquito fish and other native fish that eat mosquitoes, and there are others, but mosquito fish are easiest to find. The dragonfly larvae and the frogs, they make a big difference. The fourth creature that makes a big difference is you. If you can tip over all of those water-carrying things, and remember, it's not the big, deep water pools where the mosquitoes are. It's not the big ponds. That's not where the mosquitoes occur. It's in the really, really shallow areas. The areas that aren't, you know, that aren't... Look at your fingernail. That is four times as much water as a mosquito larvae needs to really develop. They don't need a lot of water, and they will be in the edges, in the little rims of your flower pots, any place, your bird feeders. Those are their favorite places. In fact, the less deep the water is, the better it is for them, because they can be sure that there are fewer dragonfly larvae, there are fewer fish, there are a few other things to compete with them there. Just some thoughts on controlling mosquitoes. We got some questions, but we're going to come back and talk a little bit about chemicals and how they affect mosquitoes and how they affect you and everything else in your yard a little later in the show, so stay tuned. Hey, Charlie, I hear we got a couple of callers. I'm thankful they were very patient. I'm listening.
Okay, let's go to Linda first.
Linda, I'm listening. What's up?
Hey, Bill. I wanted to ask you about my tomato wilt. The plants just suddenly died, even though they were green and producing tomatoes. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So, Linda, it's a disease, and I'm glad you called. It's a disease called bacterial wilt, and it is born in the soil. It resides in the soil, and it's in most soils. Actually, the bacteria that causes wilt are in most soils, but they don't really develop and take on your tomatoes until the soil becomes, as we describe it, saturated. The spaces between the particles in your soil, they fill up with water. Now, in most places, that doesn't happen very often, so they don't have to complain about bacterial wilt. But in Mobile, where it rains all the time, normal soil is always getting saturated with water. So bacterial wilt becomes a big issue. And so people will tell you, oh, well, if you move your tomatoes to a new place, you won't have bacterial wilt. Well, that's probably not entirely true, because bacterial wilt is everywhere. It just needs the right conditions to develop, and that is the soil has to become saturated. So I had a huge problem with bacterial wilt when I first moved back to Mobile, and I thought, what in the world am I going to do? And I did all of the prescriptions everybody said, and then I realized, here's the only way I'm going to be able to control bacterial wilt, and that is to keep the soil from becoming saturated with water. Wow. Here's how it works. Okay. It's simple. It's actually very simple. And in the years I've been doing it, I haven't had a problem. The next time you try to grow tomatoes, use organic matter. This is a prescription I give to a lot of people. Take a bunch of leaves. Get a bunch of leaves. Get about 4 bags of leaves for every tomato you want to grow. Is that okay? Can you do that?
Okay.
Dump them right next fall. Dump them right where you want your tomatoes to grow. And just as soon as you can, dump them out there. For every tomato, 4 bags of leaves. That'll make a little bed about 3 by 3 by 3. You know, I mean, or 3 by 3. And as that molders down, as those 4 bags of tomatoes molder down, they're going to be, by spring, there's going to be a fresh layer of soil about 6 inches deep on top of your regular soil. And because it's so high in, don't turn it in. Do not turn it into the soil. Just leave it right there on the surface. And because that is so high in organic matter, it never saturates. The soil won't saturate. And the ground underneath it, because all that organic matter is changing the soil texture, it makes it very hard for the ground underneath it to saturate too. And that's how I've cured bacterial wilt. It never allows the soil to saturate. So and you could skip some years. You could, as your soil gets better and is less prone to getting saturated because it's got all that organic matter, which prevents saturation in a lot of ways. As your soil gets better, you can skip a year maybe. But it's wise every time you grow tomatoes, where you're growing those tomatoes, to add that extra 6 inches of organic matter. Let the leaves molder down right where you want to do it. Don't turn them into the soil. That would be a mistake. Just leave them there. Plant your tomato right level with the top of that. And it is very effective. It is a very effective way of controlling bacterial wilt.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. If it doesn't work, you know what? You call me back and you fuss at me.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Linda. Good to hear from you. All right. Tara's gone. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Tara, give us a call back. We'd love to talk more about mosquitoes. Yeah, oh, she's back now. Tara, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, here you are. I'm listening. What's up?
I'm having a very hard time hearing you. It must just be a bad skip today. Maybe I should call you back some other time.
Well,
Tara, what did you want to talk about or ask? Bill's hearing you.
Mosquitoes?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. First of all, okay, how long is the egg cycle larva stage of things exactly for the mosquitoes? I mean, how long does it take? But we all know what wigglers are here, for sure. How long does it take before they become, you know, the flying buzzards?
Yeah. Right. Well, and for those who don't know what wigglers are, of course, many people who grew up in the South understand exactly what wigglers are, but a lot of people don't get outside enough anymore to know what wigglers are. Wigglers are the young waterborne stages of mosquitoes. They don't eat blood. They actually eat the stuff in the water column. That's how you best control mosquitoes, is to get those wigglers. Thank you for that term. It's my mother's favorite term, wigglers, for mosquito larvae. Tara, the life cycle varies by mosquitoes. I generally say 7 days, and sometimes it can take longer, and sometimes it can take less. But usually, if you can break that cycle in 7 days, you don't get a lot of mosquito production. So, if, for example, if you have a ditch and it holds water for 3 days, you're probably not going to get a lot of mosquito production. If you have a ditch and it holds water for 7 to 10 days, you're probably going to get a good bit of mosquito production. So I'm going to say 7 days is it. Now, it can vary not only by mosquito species, but also by the amount of food available in the water, the water temperature, and a lot of other things. But let's say 7 days is about the time. Is that good?
Well, okay, my main question, oil on the surface of a rain barrel, does that work? And how long do they live in the soil, if at all? But my main question is, if you store rainwater that's just been dropped in containers that are capped for inside propagating, for instance, if you want to water propagate some things and you don't want wigglers all in your house and mosquitoes all in your house, does freezing affect mosquitoes if you put some of that in the freezer?
Yes. Let me take a break because I need to. And Tara, hold on. And let's come back and let's talk about those very questions. Can we do that? Hold still. We're going to be right back.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And for Monday, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Gulf Coast Tools is open in their new location, still in Foley at the Outdoor Center,
now facing Highway 59.
For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Welcome back to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Ask Bill Finch your gardening questions now at 343-0106.
Hey, welcome back. It's a Gulf Coast Sunday morning with Plain Gardening and with mosquitoes. You know, that is Gulf Coast summer, isn't it? Mosquitoes are out there. Here's the thing. We're never going to be rid of mosquitoes for a lot of reasons. There are a lot of different kinds, a lot of different species. You get rid of one and another pops up, it leaves a gap for another. They're always going to be out there. The one thing we can do is we can control the kinds of habitats that mosquitoes need to develop in around our own houses. And that is the most important thing to do. Most of us don't have a problem with salt marsh mosquitoes. A few of us do. If you're down on Fowl River and Dog River, they probably eat you alive on a lot of days. But if you're in the city, if you're in the suburbs of most of Mobile, the mosquitoes that are bothering you are the mosquitoes that develop right around your house, very close to your house, within, say, you know, right in the neighborhood, and generally within about 100 yards of your house. That's where the mosquitoes are coming from. It is from little breeding areas right around your house. So it's controlling those areas that can really help us to control mosquitoes, and that's the important thing. Tara, let's talk about those wigglers for just a minute. Are you still on? You still there, Tara?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now. Tara was concerned about wigglers, which are the little larvae, and she should be, and worried about using rainwater to water her plants with. Let me tell you, traditionally, here's how people dealt with rainwater, and this is a good story because it involves my mother and it involves wigglers. So my mother would go to visit her relatives in the country, and they had a cistern which they used to collect water from roof runoff. That was how they got all of their water that they used for cooking and everything else, for taking a bath. And my mother would try not to drink water for days because she was really afraid of the wigglers that she saw in the water. There's a simple way to fix that, and there's an easy way to fix it. And my relatives weren't as concerned about the her grandmother wasn't as concerned about the wigglers as she was. And so she didn't repair the screening that was used on top of the cistern. And traditionally, if you had a cistern, you just put a screen over it. And this prevented any mosquito larvae and any other larvae from getting into that water at all. And that's the really simple way of doing it, is to put a screen over your rain collection barrels. It's very effective. It's much more effective than oil. And the oil dissipates, and it creates other problems, too. You could probably do the same thing with detergent, but it too, dissipates. I would just say, if you can, put a screen over your water barrel or any place that you're collecting water if you don't want those wigglers to get into it.
Yes, sir. I'm familiar with that method. My question is more, as I said, my primary question was about the life cycles of things, about mosquitoes, about the mosquito fish, and about the fish and dragonfly larvae, those sorts of things that actually will be a natural control for it. But my primary question here is, if you go out, you got a galvanized tub out in the yard, not a rain cistern, not storing a whole bunch of stuff, just trying to catch some rainwater to propagate some inside plants, cuttings, and water your inside plants. Number one, if you store the rainwater, your grandmother and mine didn't have plastic bottles. You could just take the tops off, recycle, take the tops off and screw them back on after collecting the water, and leave them until the mosquito larvae that were in there hatched. right, and hopefully died of starvation or whatever, unfortunately for them. And the other, but does cold affect? And would freezing such a bottle, if you really wanted to use rainwater, I mean, I know that there would be a little deficit and deficiency there, but you don't want mosquitoes in your house either.
Let me interrupt you for just a second. So that's a little more difficult question. You're actually looking at it from a different way. I would say that, one, there's probably not a way to store the water long enough that the eggs will hatch. Because the eggs are going to hatch under ideal conditions. They will actually sit there in the water until the time is right for them to hatch. So I can predict to you, yes, it will take 3 to 7 days for the eggs to hatch, but I can't predict to you at what point the eggs in the water aren't going to hatch, because in fact, the eggs can be very persistent. They can last in the water and in moist situations for a very long period of time. So I can tell you how long from the time the egg hatches to development, but that's another question. So I don't think storing it in a plastic jug is probably not a great way of controlling until the eggs hatch is not a great way of looking at it. I think it's probably the wrong way of looking at it. So let's just eliminate that, because the eggs can sit around for a long time if they need to. What I will say is that if you water correctly inside, you probably won't have a situation where the mosquito larvae will cycle inside. And that's fine. One, you're pouring the water. If you're pouring the water into the soil, the mosquito larvae are going to be, you know, and the eggs are going to dissipate in the soil. They're not going to have any medium for really developing in. If the water sits around the edges of your pots inside for more than, say, 7 days in that pot and it doesn't move, that's probably not good for your inside plants. So you'll need to empty that water out. So if you see water hanging around a couple of days after you water, and it's in the rim of your pot, go ahead and empty that pot into the soil. Empty that little rim into the soil so that you don't have mosquito problems there. But no, I think to answer your questions, freezing, I guess, might work. Not sure it would work, but might. But it seems like probably an unnecessary step. So does that answer the question?
Yes, sir, but like I said, to say another thing, because I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you here, if you have a rain barrel, even with a screen on it, and you have fish in it, then what's going to feed the fish and the dragonfly larvae are going to die of starvation anyway. And so how long do fish and dragonfly larvae live?
Well, a long time. I've had fish in water jars, and by water jars I mean just containers of water, sort of traditional water jars that are about waist high and about 24 inches wide. And I've had them in that small container. I've had those fish survive for years. Well, as they will keep reproducing. So they find plenty to eat on. They can get a little hungry in winter, things to eat, but actually a lot of those fish and will also eat detritus as well if they need to, particularly when they're young. So they're omnivorous. They can switch things back and forth, but they prefer to eat mosquito larvae. They prefer to eat meaty things. So they'll really do a good job. And they'll adjust their population based on how many mosquito larvae are in the water. It's good to replenish the fish population maybe every year or every couple of years. But they're going to survive a long time. And there's really never any question about whether the mosquito larvae are there. I mean, there are mosquitoes laying eggs for us in February. So there's almost always something in the water column for them to eat.
Yeah, Mr. Bill.
It's all right, Tara. Good to hear from you. Thank you. So we're going to be back after this break.
My friend Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators in studio. And we're talking about bugs. As always, you're not talking about bugs. But one of the bugs that dominates most conversations for folks here is that of termites. And that's a big deal for us down here.
Yeah, the Formosan swarm, it definitely gets people's attention. You know, it's always, like I said, around Mother's Day. We're getting to that tail end of it. But we're still getting calls with people seeing them still.
How do y'all tackle that? How do y'all, when you come out and you set up a program to keep the termites out, how do y'all do that?
Well, you know, it's tough to keep that swarmer out because it's going to come through 1/64th of an inch. So the swarmers can get in the house. It's just a matter of how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them to actually determine whether you're having a problem.
Okay, so just because I saw some out by the streetlight doesn't mean I have them.
That does not. That just means they're somewhere nearby and they're swarming out. You know, if you call me and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub or there's thousands of them in my kitchen or in a particular room, then that would lead to a potential problem and we'll definitely need to get on that one sooner than later.
All right, if we want to get y'all to come out and check it out, tell us how to get in touch.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Attention gardeners, A Bloom Garden Center has some great new specials this week. Now through June 21st, shade trees 3 and 7 gallon are on sale at 20% off. Get a beautiful arrangement of succulents in a decorative pot or single pots to make your own arrangement at 20% off. All types of seasonal hanging baskets are also on sale up to 25% off. This week only. Don't miss out on these awesome specials and more. Visit today, 116 Alberson Road in West Mobile near Schillinger and Old Shell. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, Sunday, 11 to 4. A Bloom, improving your outdoor living.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Dr. Curry McAvoy. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit southerncancercenter.com.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by 3-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniap Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniap gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple 1-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniap, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drug stores, in our iconic Hideous Pink or Regal Purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniapmobile.com. Lagniap, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Welcome back to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Ask Bill Finch your gardening questions now at 343-0106.
Welcome back. It's a Gulf Coast Sunday morning with Plain Gardening. We have been talking about mosquitoes today, and boy, we could talk about them a lot. It's a useful thing to talk about. Let's go back over some of the things that we've been talking about this hour, where mosquitoes are concerned. When somebody tells you that you can buy some creature or use some plant that will stop you from being eaten by adult mosquitoes, they're making it up. Let me just go through this real quickly. Bats don't do it. There are many reasons to have bats around your house. They actually prey on a lot of things that affect you, including your tomato hornworms and other things. They're very, the moths that produce that and cabbage moths. It's great. They're wonderful things to have around your house. Excuse me. Purple martins. They're wonderful things to have around their house. They're wonderfully useful. They have a lot of great uses. And in fact, you call me in this next hour, and I'll tell you why people have been keeping Purple Martins for years. It's a really interesting story. It's really good information to have. Purple Martins are very useful when you understand what they do. But Purple Martins have zero impact. Zero impact. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, they have zero impact on mosquitoes. None at all. Anybody who tells you that, they're making it up. Possums have zero impact on mosquitoes. Please believe me, possums do not eat mosquitoes in any kind of deliberate way, and certainly have no impact on mosquitoes. These are not going to have an impact on the mosquitoes in your yard. You can't plant a plant that is going to repel mosquitoes. You can't put a plant in your yard that's going to repel mosquitoes. Folks, it doesn't work. I love plants. I love the things that plants could do. I study plants all the time. They're fascinating to me, but I can guarantee you there's not a plant that is going to repel mosquitoes in your yard. Don't waste your money, please. What can you do? What can you do? Well, we're going to talk about adult mosquitoes in the next hour and what to do about them. But let's just talk about how we can control mosquito populations now. The only way to do that is to control them when they're young, when they're wigglers, as Tara likes to say, as my mother likes to say, in the water. When they don't have wings, they're just little things in the water. And the best way to do that is to get rid of water that's in small pools, water that's caught in little containers. As I said, I had a blue tarp the other day. It had little bits of water that really weren't even as deep as my fingernail is long. Just very small pools of water. Just not even half of a fingernail deep. And there were mosquito larvae in there, all in that blue tarp. I had to empty it. That's where mosquito larvae form. That's where they develop. And so those are the kinds of things you have to go at. Little buckets with little bits of water in them. You know, they're all around your house. Gutters that don't drain well, that's where they develop. Crotches of trees, honestly, that's a big issue, and it's sometimes hard to deal with that at times. But you can control the mosquito larvae by controlling those little pools. If you have a large pool and mosquito are there, then dragonflies are great. Mosquito fish are wonderful. Even having toads breeding there, as long as the toads are breeding and as long as the tadpoles are there, they compete with those mosquito larvae and they control them. Those are the kinds of things that have a big impact on mosquito larvae. That's very clear. So let's talk about that and understand that. Now, what are you going to do about the adults? Well, that's a little trickier question. We're going to deal with that a little more in our next hour. But let's talk about some of the things. Let's talk about chemicals for just a second. Let's begin to introduce the idea of chemicals. One of the interesting issues is that if you have any shrubbery, any shady areas around your house, if you have a house that's raised on piers, and you have these shady areas that stay moist, the mosquitoes are going to hide there during the day, and then they're going to come out in the afternoon. So if you can control those, if you want to deal with the adult mosquitoes, one of the great ways to do it is to be able to control those mosquitoes in the shrubbery right around your house. That's something we've learned. That's something that makes a lot of sense. And so what are you going to use to do that? How do you best do that? So we're looking for new ways of doing that. Some people do it with chemicals. I'm not sure that chemicals are absolutely necessary to actually control the mosquitoes in those places. We're going to be experimenting with some other things. But if you're using chemicals, you still want to be a little careful because of the names of the chemicals can be confusing, and the way people promote the kinds of chemicals they use can be very confusing. So we're going to talk a little bit in the next hour about what those chemicals are, what the effects of those chemicals are, what the known effects are, and what the unknown effects are. And we're going to talk about what is a natural chemical and what is not a natural chemical when it comes to controlling mosquitoes. So we're going to talk about that a little bit in our next hour. Let me tell you one other thing about controlling adults. And at least their problems. One of the interesting things, and one of the great ways of controlling mosquitoes, the most effective mosquito control we have, are screens. They've been around. You know, people claim that DDT controlled was one of the big reasons we got rid of yellow fever. Well, that doesn't work out at all. The reason we don't have those old mosquito diseases in the South anymore, like yellow fever, and the reason we don't have malaria, and it's not a huge problem, is a result of something very simple. Screens made a huge difference. And if you look at the rise of screening materials, and when people finally learned to screen their windows, and you look at the decline in yellow fever, you realize, boy, it was the screens that did it. It's amazing how effective, because if it doesn't matter how many mosquitoes are out there, if they're not getting to you at night when you're most vulnerable, and they don't have a lot of humans to prey on, they don't at night, they're not going to spread those diseases. And that's what got rid of yellow fever, were screens. The other thing, it's wise to have screens on your house. It's good. It's nice to open the windows. Air conditioning has sort of made that a moot point for some people. But boy, I like to keep my house open at times. Just put on the screens. And having a screen porch can be a very useful thing. You know, it's very interesting that I see a lot of porches nowadays, but very few of them have screens. And it's a very important thing when you're designing your house, if you're building your house, to think about, if I want to sit outside in this environment where mosquitoes do so well, it's good to have a porch with screens on it. Very smart thing to think about. The other thing to think about, which is very effective, is our fans. They can be incredibly effective at controlling mosquitoes, because mosquitoes don't do well with those breezes. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk a little bit more about those fans and how they can be effective. We'll talk a little bit more about the shrubbery around your house. When we come back from this news break, give us a call, 251-343-0106.
Station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, as well as Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed, chicken tenders for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners, from your local hometown radio station. And it all starts now at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. Register now through Tuesday in the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.